where it had quite true, and see the special case of the castle, which did revise quite extensively. Some passages, these passages of some commentary by the narrator, for example, are left out, to let the reader make up his own mind. Some places where the central character behaves in a very unambiguous way, with violence, for example, are toned down or removed. He seems to be always careful in to communicate indirectly the times the reader can easily overlook, and to make his text some ambiguous, people being read in a number of different ways. Sometimes the ambiguity gets very excessive, at least for my taste. I wish the words were a bit more straightforward. But on the other hand, there's no reason for Castle's continual fascination that from whatever way you read one of the stories, the possibility of another, even quite different reading, is also suggested. For example, in the trial, you're always uncertain of the purpose of the court for arresting Joseph K. Joseph K. is a 30-year-old businessman, the chief clerk of a bank, whose life is suddenly invaded by an authority that he can't understand. The interest lies in how he handled this invasion. He tries to cope with it by pulling rank, don't realize who I am, by bluster, by engaging a lawyer, and yet it remains uncertain who the court is, on the one hand, tormented him, breaking him down psychologically, playing a cruel cat and mouse game with him, or whether, on the other hand, the court is trying to save him and taking him out of his mechanical routine life and trying to get him to become less of a bureaucrat, more of an individual. The ambiguity runs all the way through the novel. The only guide you have to the court's proper intentions is the peril of the doorkeeper. He told Joseph K. near the end of the story by the prison chaplain, so the court has a prison chaplain who has everything else. And this turns on a man who seeks access to the wall, asks the doorkeeper to allow him to enter, is told later perhaps not yet, but spends the rest of his life sitting beside the doorway into the wall, until, before his death, he asks the doorkeeper how it is that nobody else has sought access by that door. So the doorkeeper replies to the dying man, nobody else could enter here, but this door is reserved for you alone, and I'm going to close it. So the man from the country in this story had the one chance of asserting his individuality and didn't take it. That seems to be a key to the novel as a whole. Joseph K. is given a chance to become himself, and for whatever reason, failed to take it.